talk about how they're not getting no revenue, well, no wonder. There's nobody paying no taxes. Look how many people are out of a job.
54-year-old Martha Cook knows what that feels like. She's been unemployed since 2008. The manufacturing job she'd held for 30 years in southern Indiana was outsourced to China and Mexico. Workforce development helped her get a GED and an associate's degree.
I'm really proud of myself because I always didn't think I could do anything, and I found out I really can, and I'm just mad at myself for not doing it when I was younger.
And over 250,000 people walk through our doors every year or take advantage of our services.
That's Indiana's Workforce Development Commissioner, Mark Everson. He says they're revamping programs, skills assessments, and training.
I would say to you that in the past, a lot of the program was geared towards education for education's sake. That's always a laudable goal. But right now, we've got too many people out of work, and we're trying to focus on getting people jobs.
This fall, Workforce Development will offer the first occupationally-based adult education classes. They'll be statewide, open weekends and evenings. Senior Deputy Commissioner Gina Del Santo says those entry-level skills are the first step in building what's called stackable credentials, a series of incremental steps toward training and retraining adult workers.
And so this career ladder builds on itself, and it's not a fell swoop kind of proposition where somebody has to either go for the associate degree or nothing at all. This helps them build that pathway.
And nowhere is that pathway more crucial than in manufacturing and logistics. It's Indiana's economic backbone, making up the largest percentage of middle-skill jobs. Here's Steve Dwyer, CEO of Conexus.
People talk about manufacturing shrinking or going away. It's not. It's just changing. We have to have a much more productive workforce than anywhere else to compete.
It'll take a shift in attitude, says Brian Bosworth of FutureWorks in Seattle.
Indiana achieved economic success over the last 50 years through a workforce that emphasized strong backs and a good attitude. It is not a history that has rewarded education attainment. It takes a long time to change those embedded attitudes.
Teresa Lubbers, Indiana's Commissioner for Higher Education, agrees.
The manufacturing era, and it was the middle class life. You had great benefits, you had great vacations, you had enough money to take care of your family. If we don't do a better job of increasing the educational attainment of Hoosiers, and I say this not in a disparaging way, but we will be the South of 40 years ago.
Conexus is working to move the needle. They've partnered with Lumina Foundation, Ivy Tech, and four other states to develop industry standards or portable credentials, eventually allowing workers to carry their acquired training nationwide.
If you were to be able to walk in and say, yes, I've got my credentials, I'm an MSSC/APIC certified professional, that would mean something if we can get the standards recognized on a national basis.
Georgetown University economist Tony Carnevale says the pressure is on.
Over the next decade, we'll lose almost 1 million more manufacturing jobs, largely because manufacturing becomes more productive.
Stackable credentials and portable credentials can help Indiana, but business and government leaders like Steve Dwyer agree we're at a crossroads.
Last year, there was an A given to the state for manufacturing because literally 1 in 5 jobs in Indiana are manufacturing jobs, but our lowest grade was C- in human capital.
In Indianapolis, I'm Dion Willis.